Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and the week ahead. Thank you for joining me, and if you started listening to this show at its normal time, you heard me get cut off after 6 minutes, and that's because the lightning strike thunderstorm outside took out my power, so I didn't have internet. So this is round two of the show, and that is a perfect example of this strong Gemini energy. We have the Sun and Mercury conjunct in Gemini, and we have to do things twice. We have to talk about something and then think about it, or we think about it and then we talk about it with a friend. That is the Gemini energy. One, two. So I had to laugh that, of course, I would have to start the show again with this conjunction between the Sun and Mercury. So thank you for joining me. I am going to have less time for this show, but we're going to make some great progress. I wanted to do a quick review of my announcements that I had given you, which is that I now have an Astrology 101 online course available for you. Students have loved it. It's 6 classes where we talk about the astrology basics, planets, signs, and houses. And then we go deeper into your chart. This is a class designed for understanding your chart, not just astrology in general, but how it applies to you. And that's because when you register, I create for you a custom report of your energies. And this is where you see the main energies that are happening for you. I show you your 3 main signs, your 3 main planets, and your 3 main houses. Some people have more than 3. Actually, some people have 5. But that's why it's custom. So you start to do this deep dive into your chart. And it's so great. People have given this class great testimonials and feedback. So I want to let you know that that is now available, my Astrology 101 online course. It's on demand. And you can find it on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. Or you can find it below the show description in the hyperlinks. I also have for you the Twin Flame Healing Journey teaching series. I've gotten many private messages about how this information has helped people heal. And I'm so happy to hear that because I know how big this area of life is. And this is something I've talked about off and on for years, and I just want to help heal your heart and move some energy and move things forward. So if you believe you have a twin flame, if you are a twin flame, please listen to that series as it will probably bring you some really important insights about what it is and the energies of that connection. We are building up to a new moon in Gemini on June 13th, and this new moon is also one of my teaching videos on YouTube where I go through the chart and I show you the conversation between the planets, what's going on, what are they saying. We're going to talk about it a bit in this show today, but I want to give you a heads up that if you want to do a deep dive into that and you want to learn more about astrology, you might really enjoy that video. And then the other final message I have to say is a giant shout out thank you to the clients I've connected with in the past week especially, who are all over the globe, all over this beautiful planet, and who are contributing to the amazing energies that we're co-creating together. There are so many awake and conscious people on the planet who are lighting up the matrix and the grid and just bringing in really amazing energies. Please know that you are connected to all that is, that we are all the oneness of this planet. And I'm just so grateful to be invited into your world and to connect with you through astrology. So please know that I find this work to be so satisfying because of you, because of how awesome it is to connect with people that are awake and aware and so awesome. I'm repeating myself, but I'm always amazed that we can connect through this world of astrology. So just a quick thank you shout out because it's a joy. It really is a joy to work with you. So let's take a look at what's going on right now. And as I mentioned, we do have the Sun and Mercury conjunct. The Sun is at 15 degrees, and Mercury is now at 16 degrees. So the conjunction is going fast. And when we have this energy between the Sun and Mercury, it really lights up parts of ourselves that perhaps felt dormant. Now, do you remember back in March, April, we had Mercury retrograde in Aries, and he was starting a new journey, which is what Aries does. Mercury was starting something new, but he had to slow down and put on the brakes and make sure he got the right start. And then in Aries, he finally was given permission to go. And so he began a new cycle. And because of that slowdown time, there was the pause and the sense of waiting or the sense of anxiety, or you were ready for something to take off, and it didn't. And perhaps you had to sit with something in April especially. Well, when Mercury finally connects with the Sun, as he did on June 5th and 6th, then we get the full story. Something comes through. Something awakens. Something comes up. Something, you get a message. You get information. You get something new that Mercury has collected for you since the last time that he and the Sun were paired up, which was in Aries. So there's been a bit of waiting, perhaps, or a sense of what am I waiting for? What's the information? What's the story? What's the choice or what's the decision? That's also key when the Sun and Mercury are in Gemini, because you have choices, you have decisions. We can be of two minds. You can say, on this hand, I have this, and on this hand, I have that. Or you can feel it in the two halves of your brain. You could feel it between your head and your heart. You can feel it between your human self and your higher self. Two parts of you are having a conversation right now. Trust what that feels like for you. Trust what that is. Two parts of you are back and forth. And this can create anxiety. It can create that sense of, I don't know what to choose. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to choose? Now, in Gemini, we can run in circles. We can really spin. We can spin ourselves out. We can talk fast and think fast, and perhaps it goes through our brains even faster. We process more information. But we're building up to a new moon in Gemini on June 13th. And this is perhaps when you'll feel greater clarity, if you don't already. It's a week away. But we're basically trying to find information that satisfies both aspects of ourselves, whether that's your human self and your higher self, or your head or your heart. And what I actually just had a really brilliant conversation with my mom today. My mom is brilliant. I'll give you her phone number. Just call her for anything. She'll give you an answer. Because I was sitting with something today earlier. I was out with my son. We went to the zoo. And I have this choice I'm trying to make. And my mom gave me the most brilliant answer. So I'm going to share with you what she told me. She said, sit with what feels genuine. What feels genuine? Because the Gemini energy will have us scattered and back and forth and thinking about the possibilities and the choices. But one choice or decision is going to feel genuine. And it sinks down into your heart, into your solar plexus, into a more peaceful part of you where there's greater tranquility. And you'll say, okay, yeah, that feels genuine, which is such a great word anyways. But that right there helped me get clarity on my choices and my decisions. So that's what I offer you, my friend, is what feels genuine. Because with the Gemini energy, we can be scattered and we can think that we have to keep searching for more information in order to make a decision. And that's why the Gemini energy can be never ending, because you're like, well, let me just explore one more possibility or one more choice or look at this or look at that. Go with what's genuine for you. And that's important because we are at a place here where we don't want to spend too much time being distracted. Do you know what I mean? Where you want to feel fortified and strong in yourself, in your energy, in a way that honors you fully and completely. And I feel it as this inner calm and peace. I'm getting the image of a very tranquil and pristine lake, you know, that doesn't have a lot of ripples. It's smooth. And it has that sense of tranquility. That's what you're looking to feel, because we can feel the opposite at times when we have choices and decisions to make. So we are meant to allow our minds, our conversations, and our ears to bring us information. That's what Gemini does. It brings in the information. But then you want to sit with it and feel into it and make a choice or a decision that is genuine for you. And this also connects with the Venus in Cancer energies that's asking us to soften and go into our hearts, go into what our feelings are about something. We just had an opposition between Venus and Pluto that perhaps was a power struggle, something obsessive, something that had you spinning out or engaging in a need to control. But what these oppositions do is they give you another perspective, and they ask you to bring the power back into yourself in a way that also honors other people and accepts who they are and where they are without having to engage in a power struggle externally with them. So you find peace internally, understanding that I'm not responsible for them, I don't have to worry about that, that isn't my concern, but you have to do it in a way that allows you to be in acceptance of them and to be in acceptance of yourself. And so these oppositions, power, you know, like that sense of it can feel like you're at a standstill with something. And with Pluto, it can feel obsessive, because that's what Pluto does. He makes us obsess about something, or we get really caught up in the emotional ties. We get really into, you know, well, I have to do this to get my power, to stay in control, to be the one who decides. I mean, this energy, it's meant to help you see where your power is and where it is not. And ultimately, to have some clarity about what's best for you and your journey. So that was the middle of this week, is this intense power struggle. It can show up in relationships. It can show up in money. Venus is about money and what we hold close to us. And it can show up as your self-worth. It can feel personal. Venus in Cancer feels things personally. She's sensitive. She has a lot of emotions. She can be reactionary. And she can have her defenses up when she feels vulnerable. So it sets up this dynamic of what is really true. What's really true for you? And knowing that this is just a temporary passing thing, if you felt this struggle of some sort, what is true for you in the long term? And trust that and follow that. The upcoming Gemini new moon is on the 13th, and it has some interesting energies in it that we're going to be experiencing through a T-square. And the T-square is, let me describe it for you here. So the new moon is at 22 degrees of Gemini. Gemini's ruler, Mercury, will just have gone in to Cancer and be at 2 degrees of Cancer. So Mercury is going to be the T-square energy here. And that is going to be opposing Saturn at 6 degrees of Capricorn retrograde. And both of those planets, Mercury and Saturn, are going to be squaring Chiron at 2 degrees of Aries. Now, off the bat, this is not an easy T-square. It brings up doubts and insecurities. It's where you can feel a depression or down. You can feel the heaviness of the world. It's understanding that sometimes our minds are not really the best source of information. Because with Mercury in Cancer as the ruler of this new moon, well, Mercury in Cancer goes through things sideways, right? Think of the crab, how it moves sideways. And so we don't get a direct response. We don't get direct messages or direct words. We feel into it. So imagine you stretch your arms out to feel into the environment around you. And that's how you collect information or sense what's going on. Mercury in Cancer is not the most comfortable because Mercury wants to use his head for information, but he has to trust the vibes, the energy, and what he feels about it. And his feelings are actually the receptors of the information. Okay, so we have right away this sense of, am I supposed to think about it? No, I'm supposed to feel it and use my feelings to bring me information, to give me what I need to understand about a situation, a person, a relationship, etc. So that's Mercury in Cancer. And when he opposes Saturn, well, Saturn is the one who is objective, who doesn't go into feelings for information at all, and who can carry the heaviness of the world. And what Saturn does is it gives us a reality check. So Saturn in Capricorn is saying, this is the real world. These are the facts. This is the duty. This is your responsibility. This is what you committed to. And it's our adult, our mature self, the parts of us who understand, who have that wisdom of what it means to be in the real world, what goes with it, and that it takes time and energy to create what we want, to get where we want to go. And when that energy opposes Mercury in Cancer, it can feel like you're discouraged or that you don't know how to get to where you want to go, or where you want to go feels really far away. And then this energy squares Chiron in Aries at 2 degrees. Chiron just went into Aries. And I get the image of a newborn deer, a doe, learning to stand, coming into itself, understanding its body, understanding its strength, right? Wobbly legs because it's just been born. It just arrived. It's just here. And it's new, innocent, naive, young. In Tarot, it's the Fool card. Chiron in Aries has just entered this sign, which is the beginning of the whole zodiac cycle. And so it's saying, who am I now? Am I this person? Am I that person? Am I able to handle this? Do I understand my abilities and my identity in the world? So Chiron at the beginning degrees of Aries is insecure, derived. It's just coming into this world. So what these energies all have set up for us, my friends, is that there could be something with this new moon that you're invited, stay open, okay? Don't think you have to solve it all right away. You don't need to have all the answers. It's beginner's mind, right? It's like, I'm going to learn something here. There's something I don't know yet that's going to come through. There's more information. Don't get stuck in the pressure that can come in with this energy, understand that it is in the cardinal signs, which are all beginning energies, which are the beginning points in the zodiac. So something wants to be birthed with these three energies, with your new sense of self, with your heart, mind, and with your inner wisdom that it will take time and work, but you can do it. Now, in a T-square, we're always missing one piece of the equation, which is the fourth. My mentor described it as the fourth leg of the table. So a T-square is basically a table with three legs instead of four. So we look at the missing piece to see what will help make this energy stabilize, what will help bring this through. Well, what's missing is Libra, and that's the cooperation or working with someone. So if you are feeling with this new moon a frustration, a pressure, an insecurity, a doubt, maybe you're feeling stuck. Maybe you're feeling like, I don't know what to do next, but I have all these ideas and have all these choices. Go to other people to talk it out. If they're your sounding board, if they're just a listening ear, if they're someone who is great at problem solving, this is a good time with this new moon to talk it out. It's really beneficial because it's an air sign. We have the sun and the moon in Gemini that want to relate to people. And that's going to help you move through anything that's stuck, okay? So we're building up to that energy, and I feel like it's going to be a culmination of something right that you're maybe feeling right now. So the Gemini energy, as I said, is all about choices, possibilities. What story am I going to create? What story am I going to tell? What are the pieces of information that I need for my next steps? We have a lot of information that goes up and in and around and through. Remember the wisdom of my mom? That sounds like a book title. The wisdom of my mom is to trust what feels genuine for you. And that will help you. That will stick, right? That will feel solid. That will feel like, okay, yes. And chances are you'll have that thing that feels genuine, and then there's something else that'll come up to consider, and you'll say, no, that's not right because that's not genuine. Or, I would have selected that before, but right now I choose this. Look at where the Gemini energy is in your chart, whatever house placement it is where you are making a choice. And again, this new moon is at 22 degrees of Gemini. And so you'll feel it. You'll feel it as we build up to that new moon on June 13th. The other component of this new moon, I almost forgot, this is important, is that, as I said, the ruler, Mercury, is at 2 degrees of Cancer. Well, he's receiving a supportive sextile from Uranus in Taurus at 1 degree. Now, Uranus just entered Taurus as well, and it's really activating and stirring up how you value and love yourself, and what you want and who you are, and feeling stronger in that. And so this energy of Uranus and Taurus sextiling that Mercury is going to help you claim your self-worth as the point to follow, as this is truly me. Like, I really know this about myself. I've learned a lot since 2010 about who I am, and now I'm ready to put it into practice with my new sense of self-worth and personal declaration. So there's a sense here that you're meant to do something new, something different, something that breaks you out of a mold, that breaks you free. So trust that with this new moon. Trust that new thing, that wild hair possibility that feels genuine or feels right on for you. So the planets are interesting right now because we have the planets in air signs, Sun, Mercury, and Mars. Mars is in Aquarius, that are very busy and active. We have the energies in the Earth signs, which are Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, and Uranus in Taurus. And we have the planets in water signs, Venus in Cancer. I'm just looking to see how much longer she's in Cancer. I think I mentioned this previously, that she's almost done in Cancer. Venus will shift into Leo at the new moon. So she's going to be moving to Leo, which makes her more courageous and stronger. But until then, she's in Cancer. We have Jupiter in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. And then our only fire sign is Chiron in Aries, who, again, is insecure, weak, feeling out this new sense of self and new sense of identity. So the planets are really asking us, inviting us to have the conversations that are needed, have the conversations with yourself, write it out, talk it out, you know, get it out of your head so that it doesn't spin, and go into something supportive and practical. Like I'm getting the image of the lotus position, right, where you're receiving. The energy feels quite receptive right now, as in we're meant to be receiving and listening to energies. It's a bit more of a passive thing where you ask the questions and then you hear and you listen to what comes through. This is a great time for working on your connection to your guides, to God, the universe, your angels, whomever, whatever resonates with you. Because this is the time, again, to not, there's movement, and I mean, you can feel it, but you're not meant to force anything. There's a sense of timing here that feels like when you're in alignment with what's really true for you, that's really your prime responsibility. That's where things then start to connect. That's where you feel the solidness, the strength, and the clarity. So it is a time of getting clear. And I feel like, you know how there's days outside when it just there's a lot of clouds, and maybe there's storm, and there's rain, and there's clouds, and then there's blue skies. And then there's days where it's just all blue skies. Well, I live in Florida, so we get everything, actually. We get the intense heat. But what you're meant to do is through a visualization, through a meditation, is to focus on looking up at those really bright, clear skies and looking at what appears, like what image, what word appears, what notion appears in the blue sky, and that is the clarity. That's what you're seeking. That's what you're looking for, is that type of clarity. And I feel like that right there will give you a confirmation of what you want and what you need. So if you can do that, you know, for 5 minutes before this new moon, you might get exactly the answers you need. Now, you can do it in a meditation, or you can do it sitting on your porch or sitting outside somewhere in a park. But just imagine that you can see the answer with clarity in the beautiful bluebird sky. And that's what I'm getting. And it's pretty cool when you think about how the air signs are the clouds and the sky. So we're meant to look to them for guidance. We're meant to look to the sky for clarity. Because our own inner brains can be, I speak for myself, but you can have so many thoughts going on at once, so many ideas, possibilities, that you can't find clarity. But when you look up and out into something bigger than you, when you connect to that bigger energy, I think you'll feel it. I think you'll just know So trust that. And I feel like that's part of being receptive right now, is to trusting what comes through and trusting what comes to your awareness without feeling like you have to push it. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to mention here. Other than we still have the beautiful trine between Jupiter at 15 degrees of Scorpio and Neptune at 16 degrees of Pisces, Neptune does station retrograde this month. It's actually June 18th. And if you didn't listen yet, I did a whole show on the 8 retrograde planets of this summer. I thought that was worth doing because there's a lot of energies changing gears. And it's just good to have a heads up for your travel plans, your summer plans, whatever, you know, you have in the works. August is actually a big month of retrograde activity. So please check out that show. It is on YouTube and it is on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. But that is a really a, more of a deep dive into the energies of the summer. And we have, well, you know, we're approaching eclipse season, which starts in a month, July 12th. So we have one more lunation cycle before eclipse season. And the eclipses are quite interesting this summer. There's three of them, July 12th, July 27th, August 11th, three eclipses. And there's a sense here of the transitions that we're ready to make are underway and are happening, and there's breakthroughs with eclipses. So I'll be talking more about those in a separate show. But we just have one more lunation cycle until that eclipse season. So that would make sense, too, why we're meant to be receptive right now, because eclipse seasons are quite dynamic and active, and it's important to energetically take care of ourselves, to sit with ourselves, and to focus on trusting information that's higher than us, that's bigger than us. And, of course, as I say that, I notice how today the sun at 16 degrees of Gemini is squaring Neptune at 16 degrees of Gemini. So that, okay, that would make sense about why we're have to get out of our heads for answers right now. Because Neptune is more about the letting go of what we thought something would be or what we want it to be. It can be idealism. It can be not having all the information. It can be deception and lies and something else happening that you can't see yet. So that's why we're meant to look at the sky, to look at something bigger than us, because our own minds aren't going to figure it out or aren't going to have all the information. But your spiritual higher self will. So trust that and go there, and that's where you'll really feel what's genuine for you and what's right for you. Okay, my friends. Feel like we have covered a lot in this show. Thank you for sticking with me as I did round two of this week's podcast. I appreciate it. And I'll be back here with you next week on June 13th during that very interesting new moon. And we will work through it together. We will get through it together. Whatever is coming up, we're going to work it out. And I appreciate those of you who are sharing this show in your Facebook groups and in your email lists and with your friends, because it's time for astrology. And the more people who understand how big we are and the energetic choices we have, I feel like that's one way we activate higher consciousness on this planet. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your energy and your time, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. And I also appreciate meeting you through one-on-one sessions. So thanks again for all of you who have reached out lately. Take good care. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.